Planning your vacation? Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh my God! Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we gonna go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're going to have people on Pensacola Beach. It's a welcome challenge that we have for 3 or 4 days, but it generates revenue that goes into the county coffers. And our leaseholders, both residential and commercial, have asked us if we would come to the TDC and see if we could get funding for this particular air show, because they have borne the cost of the air show for all the years. And this is the 80th year of the Blue Angels. 60 plus years on Pensacola Beach.
Absolutely.
And so we're coming to you to ask you to help us, because we can guarantee how many people are going to be in the hotels. We can guarantee you how much money you're going to make. And it's only gone up year and year and year as it progresses.
So this is Mike Burns. He is the executive director of the Santa Rosa Island Authority, the subordinate government down on the Pensacola Beach. And, of course, the Breakfast with the Blue is going on right now. But this was at the TDC meeting, the Tourism Development Council meeting, from almost a month ago, where they were talking about, he had come with a funding pitch is, you know, hey, can you maybe help us pay for this big economic driver for our county every year? Can you help us fund this?
So we would ask you to please invest in us, so that we can produce more money for you. And the cost has gone up, of course it goes up, right? Fuel has gone up, smoke goes up, every year it goes up. And we still put on, as some of the performers have said, the number one air show in the world. The number one air show in the world on the number one beach in the United States. And we hope that you'll welcome the opportunity to partner with us on this particular event.
So this is not asking the TDC to add funding to a thing so they can expand it or market it or something like that. This is Mike Burns saying, look, our leaseholders are paying for this. You know, people who own property on the beach are paying for, its's lease fees that go to this. And since the county makes so much money off of this, especially through room nights or hotel bookings, this is the tourism development tax is the 5% that you pay every time that you rent a hotel room anywhere in Escambia County. And, you know, we bring a lot of people and put them in those hotels. And because of that, that's a lot of money that the county makes. And therefore, you should help, you know, throw a little bit of that money our way so that we can fund it out of the money that it's generating instead of funding it out of the lease fees, which, honestly, I think is a very reasonable request. Charles Baer is going to ask a question.
You know what the budget was for the previous year for this air show?
Last year, I believe it was $239,000.
Okay. And so you're anticipating it's going to go up to $300,000 this
Correct.
Year? Correct. What was the year before? How much did it go up between years?
Well, I would say it's probably gone up about 6% per year.
Okay.
So let's take the year before, somewhere around 204, 220, somewhere okay. like that. Now it's up to 239. Now it's gone up. This year, this is not for this year, this is for 27.
Right.
So this year, the air show is probably going to cost us somewhere in the range of about $280,000 and then up to $300,000.
So $280,000, $300,000, that's no small amount of money for a government, sub-government like the SRIA. That's money that could be spent on other things. And again, since we're generating it, why not compensate us by letting us have a share of the money that we generate, right?
So you didn't receive any funding from the county whatsoever in previous years, is that right? For the air show. And they got it for beach renourishment.
We got money for our trolleys. We got money for beach nourishment. And now we're requesting money for the air show.
But
we
no money never, for the air show.
We have correctly. Never requested funding for the air show previously.
Okay. And the county doesn't provide you any funding that's not TDC money for the air show.
All the money for the air show is provided by lease fees
okay.
and fees collected on the island by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. No money from Escambia County or okay. the TDC.
I'll be honest. I'm in my 13th year doing this. I didn't know that. I think I should have known that because the SRIA is who hosts like the Friday night reception and do all. And I know that SRI does all this stuff. I guess in my brain, I always just assumed that this is a county event, and so that the county provides. So I was really glad, just in the basic thing, that Mike Burns from the SRIA would inform me that the SRIA is the Santa Rosa Island Authority is who pays for this air show and not the county. And since I think it makes sense for the county to pay for it, at least for some of it, I thought it was fascinating. I had never heard this before. We'll come back to this in just a second. It's not that the county doesn't spend any money. You know, county provides trolleys, county provides, I am assuming that the county provides cleanup at their expense because 90% sure that's right. But there may be, you know, extra duty that has to be paid for. You know, that may be over and above the normal cleanup work that gets done. I'm not sure about all that. But anyway, you know, if the price tag is $300,000, you know, and the county doesn't spend extra. But I thought it was a fair ask. We'll come back to it in a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working the vehicle crash with injuries. County Road 196 at North Century Boulevard in Cantonment. Inside southbound lane is open on US 29, so just use caution through that area. Also, the Breakfast with the Blues happening this morning in Pensacola Beach. The Bob Sykes Toll Plaza is now back to normal. US 98 westbound through Gulf Breeze, however, by the Naval Live Oaks area, seeing quite a bit of congestion. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I haven't looked to see online, but I'm assuming they're in circle and arrival right now. Could be past that already, but, you know, text me if you're out there, you're watching, or you happen to know. Anyway, back to the conversation about funding for the Beach Air Show. Mike Burns, SRIA.
You know, EMS, and thank you, Ashley, for that as well, is one of our largest expenses for an event like this. That and also the public safety side with lifeguards and the sheriff deputy. That's not covered. That's not going to come out of your funds. That's still going to come out of our funds. And that's over $100,000 that's going to come out of our funds one way or the other.
$100,000 just for lifeguards, EMS, and Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And I don't know if they pay extra for public works overtime or if that's something the county takes care of, but obviously public works would be a big part of that. And it's important to have those presence on the beach with the extra funding. Ashley Hoffberger.
I was going to highlight the additional costs for EMS and the staff out there and how much that does cost and how much it is used. Last year, we saw over 100 people per day on site at the beach. And otherwise, those people would have had to take an ambulance back into town. So I think that's really important to highlight.
Yeah, EMS, Escambia County EMS being able to handle 100 folks' medical needs without having to send them to the hospital, that's a pretty good cost savings for them, efficiency savings, traffic savings, you know, all that kind of stuff. All of these things matter. So the question is, what's the board going to do with this? Now, here's a voice you almost never hear on the radio. I have had a chance to play more Mary Hoxing, who's my boss, owns the radio station, Cat Country and Playlist and Sports, Radio Pensacola, and Dave Hoxing, they are the co-owners. I have had more chances to play her voice on my show in the last year since she's been on the TDC than in the totality of the 13 years that I've been doing this, because Mary does not like to talk on the radio. It's ironic since she owns the radio stations, but there it is. So she makes a motion.
Okay, moving on to item H, the Santa Rosa Island Authority funding for the Pensacola Beach Air Show for $300,000. Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to go ahead and fund that.
I'll second Mary's motion.
At $250,000, Mary?
At $300,000.
So, motion for the full amount for projected for next year at the high end of the range. Mitesh Patel, who is the hotelier, and, you know, I sometimes say that Charles Bear is often the one vote on a 6 or 7 to 1 vote, and that's true, or a 6 to 5 to 2 in the city council. Jen Bear sides with him a lot of times, not all the time. But Mitesh Patel is another sort of contrarian on the board, views it differently, which is, that's good. The reason you have people from the hotel industry, people from the, you know, advertising industry, people from the tourism, you know, people from the city council is so you get a lot of different voices, so you get a lot of different perspectives. And having hotel owners who are not, you know, based on the beach, because his hotels, I think, are more like on 29 and 9 Mile and that kind of vicinity, that's good. If we're talking about bed tax money, it's good to have different voices. And he is often one of these contrary voices as well. He asks, I thought, a very reasonable question.
I do have a question.
Mr. Patel?
On the application, it said it was a one-time ask. Is this going to be just a one-time ask, or is this going to be a reoccurring ask?
Mr. Burns?
So since we have never asked before, this would be a one-time ask. If we come back a second time, then it would be a recurring ask.
That's not true. You can make a recurring ask from the first time. It happens all the time at the state legislature. But Sounds like you're going to come back and ask for it again. That's your plan.
That's possible. Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
The only thing I wish Mike, and you know, Mike's a good guy. He does a good job. This is a light criticism. My opinion generally is if somebody asks you a question, the answer to the question is obvious, give the obvious answer. You know, don't hem and haw. Don't act like it's a secret. Don't act like it's not so obvious. Obviously, if they get approved, they're going to come back next year, because why wouldn't you? It would be a dereliction of duty not to come back next year if you got approved. Now, it doesn't mean that they're granting the request from now into infinity or beyond. But sorry, we watched Toy Story yesterday. But or at least it was on in the background when somebody else was at our house. Yeah, of course. If the SRIA can manage to persuade the county that this is worth $300,000 to them this year, of course they're going to come back and ask next year. And I'm always a fan of, like, if something is true, just admit it right up front, you know. And so for Mike Burns, I would have preferred him to say, well, certainly, if you guys are willing to help us fund this, then we will come back and ask for it again. You know, it's obviously your choice whether to continue to fund it ever in the future. But, of course. But, yeah, I mean, light criticism, you know, whatever. So they wound up doing the vote.
Any further discussion? Misty, will you please call for the vote?
Mitesh Patel.
That's a no.
James Reeves.
Yes.
1-1.
Ashley Hofberger.
Yes.
2-1.
Charles Baer.
Yes.
3-1.
Jason Nicholson.
Yes.
4-1.
Jennifer Breyer.
Yes.
5-1.
Mary Hoxing.
Yes.
6-1.
David Baer.
Yes.
7-1 with Mitesh Patel on the downside of that one. And so they did approve it, at least for this year. And I would think that'll be coming back in the future. Now, somebody earlier had texted me and asked the question, okay, Andrew, how much bed tax, TDT, tourism development tax, how much bed tax money do we actually get from the beach for this? And I thought, well, that is a good question. I don't know the answer as a fact that I can give you, but I did some of the computation based on some of the publicly available information I could find. And the one piece of information that helped me the most was last year's, the reporting was that there were 31,000 room nights. And a room night is a hotel room booked for a night. So if people come and stay Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, leave on Sunday, that's three nights for a room, so that'd be three room nights, all right? So 31,000 room nights over the course of this week and this weekend they attributed to the Beach Air Show. And if you take 31,000, well, how much bed tax is that revenue generating? Well, if a room is $100 a night, then it generates $5. If a room is $200 a night, then it generates $10. So if you go with $200 a night as an average room, which there's no room in Pensacola you can get for $200 during Beach Blue Angels Week, but if you did that, it would be $10 per room, and with 30,000 room nights, 31,000, that would be right around $320,000. My guess is that rooms are booking more on the average this week of $300 to $400 a night, so you're talking about $500,000, $600,000 in bed tax revenue just from that alone. I don't know. You kind of have to make the case that it would be that versus how many rooms would have been booked if the Blues weren't flying, or what the revenue would have been under an ordinary week. And so there's some fairly complicated math I think you'd have to do. But I feel comfortable saying that it's worth $300,000 in bed tax money at least. And it's certainly worth way more than that when you talk about sales tax to the county, right? Economic activity is like, I mean, it's, I think $30 million or something like that, I think I saw was the number. Some ridiculously high number. So certainly the county is making enough money off of this to justify this as an expense. And again, if it's a way of funding a thing that is it kind of a county function, sort of, because it's SRI, you know, made sense to me. 437-1620. Oh, I will say this as a way of, I don't know if this is apology or if this is just truth, but I was thinking about how today we've been talking about the TDC all day a little bit and some of the math things, and I always apologize for doing math on the radio because I don't think it's good radio generally to do math on the radio. It's hard to do numbers without being able to show them to you. But I have realized, PJ, that I apparently have a syndrome. I have a compulsion. I can't stop myself from doing math on the radio. So
there it is. In the 2 days I've been here, you've done math quite a bit.
I know. I know. And there's a part of me that wants to apologize for it, and then there's the other part of me that knows I'm going to do it, and so why do I apologize for a thing that I know I'm going to do anyway? Is that just trying to be on both sides? It sort of is. Sure, fair enough. 4-3. Welcome to my life. That's my brain. 824 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. They sell about half of their cars every month, about 300 on the lot. They sell 150. See, there's more math on the radio. That means that they're going to, guess what? This is hard math. They're going to buy 150, that means there's new cars all the time. So check back, and if they have what you want, you can buy it. It's a good price, good quality used cars, a year, two, three, 4 years young, low miles, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles, and they just treat you well. They want you to come back. They don't want to just kind of try to get one over on you one time and then never have to see you again. Like, you feel a lot of car places, especially used car places, are like that. They're just not like that. But the point is, if you find what you want, buy it. If you find something close but not quite, send them looking. They're like your personal car buyer. They go to see all kinds of, they see way more cars than you see. They see all kinds of auctions and things available, and hey, I found a white Tahoe in the year you're looking for, the miles you're looking for. Are you interested? Yeah, I mean, at the price. I mean, they do that all the time. Easy. So don't just think of them as a place you can buy what they've got. They can go find what you're looking to buy. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell him Andrew McKay says hi. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash with injuries. County Road 196 at North Century Boulevard in Cantonment. Inside southbound lane of US 29 is open now. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
This July, America celebrates 250 years of freedom. And at Jim's Firearms, they're proud to celebrate the values that make this country strong. Freedom, responsibility, community. It's Brent Lane for Jim's Firearms. Every customer matters, whether you're purchasing your first firearm or adding to a lifetime collection. Their experienced team is there to answer your questions, earn your trust, and help you make the right choice. Jim's Firearms, backed by more than 35 years of family tradition, at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway, or at jimsfirearms.net.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Get ready for the News Radio 92.3 Naval Aviation Museum Foundation broadcast of the 2026 Blue Angels Air Show on Pensacola Beach. Hear the narration right here on News Radio 92.3. Bring your radio or download our app. Then tune in Friday at 2 and then Saturday starting at 11 to hear all the narration from the News Radio team and the Blue Angels. Brought to you by Fishbine Orthodontics, Florida's Finest Structures, Express Pros Pensacola, Buffalo Rock, The Hearing Doctor in Milton, and Emerald Coast Coins. Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Survey said.
Summer, summer, summertime. Time to sit back and unwind.
828 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Got a good text in here. Somebody said, Andrew, we use the Blue Angels Beach Show for branding for the beach all year long, which is true. Instagram and photos and everything else. And so even if it doesn't, whatever money it generates directly during the event, it also generates a lot of ancillary or secondary or tertiary effects, which is, of course, true. Somebody else said, $400 for a night. I paid $900 and doesn't even have a view. I knew I was playing conservative, but, sometimes. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Here's something you'd never expect. President Trump being contrary to what's been reported. He says ICE agents are now not going to end traffic stops. His comments coming one day
after. I thought he said they were.
Well, I said they were.
I thought he
yesterday.
Said the Strait of Hormuz was closed. I mean, open. I mean, closed. I mean, taxed. I mean, not taxed. Wait, what?
Look, it's 5D chess. You always got to say the opposite of what you said.
It's 5D chess or spin the random roulette wheel of comments. I mean, go on.
So anyway, there's that. The U.S. now launching a fresh round of military strikes against Iran. U.S. Central Command said it began a wave of strikes at 6 a.m. Eastern. It's not often you get an exact start time to your attack.
What is the term that they use for our policy towards Taiwan? It's strategic ambiguity, I think, is the term that we use.
Yeah.
Whether they're a nation, not a nation. You know, like the Chinese want us to say they're a part of China. They want to be declared independent, and we kind of take our policy is. I think there might be another word, but I think it's strategic ambiguity. President Trump's entire personality
is the opposite.
Is strategic ambiguity. It's not strategic. It's strategic contradiction. We'll say this, and then we'll say that, and we'll say the other thing over here. And I meant 10. You mean 100. I mean 4. It's like listening to somebody do an auctioneering in live time, going up, going down, going sideways. Is it pigs? Is it cows? I don't know. Is it wheat? It's strategic ambiguity.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. U.S. Central Command pounding Iran in daylight strikes after last night's seven-hour session. The strikes escalating, and President Trump tells Fox's Trey Yingst it's going to get worse when the U.S. hits Iran's electric grid and bridges next week till it comes back to the table.
I think they have no choice.
Why haven't they yet?
I think if I didn't do the way I'm doing, they would never make a deal. They would have never made a deal with Obama. That deal was the worst deal. What they did sign was a worthless piece of paper.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche in first Senate confirmation hearings with Jeffrey Epstein survivors objecting because some of their names were exposed when Blanche released millions of Epstein files. Greetings from Canada. Smoke from Thunder Bay wildfires browning the skies from the Midwest across New York down to Cincinnati and D.C. atop a heat wave. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees. And we'll get a full look at our forecast. Brooke Richardson from Channel 3's got that for us in just a few minutes. Well, a 17-year-old Milton boy has died after a single vehicle crash. It happened this morning in Santa Rosa County. Troopers say the truck was headed south on Munson Highway near Malone Road when it left the road and hit a tree. The driver, a 22-year-old, suffered minor injuries. Neither the driver or the teen passenger were wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The passenger's family has been notified. Senator Rick Scott introducing a new bill aimed at teaching kids about the risks of AI. The Safeguard Kids Act would let schools use existing federal grant money for AI literacy programs and specialized counseling. The bill points to rising concerns nationally about young people turning to AI chatbots for mental health support. Escambia County investigators are still piecing together what actually happened when a 16-year-old was shot on DeVille Way on early July 10th. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the physical evidence hasn't been consistent with the account of a drive-by shooting the victim gave.
The crime scene itself, we found some shell casings in the driveway. Something took place in the area of the driveway,
sure. Okay.
And not necessarily in the doorway or by a speeding car. But anyways, we're investigating it, and we're trying to see if we can connect it to some of the crimes. So,
and the sheriff says the 16-year-old was shot about 1:30 in the morning that day and is still recovering with non-life-threatening injuries. He said the young man claimed to be simply standing in the doorway when the passing car fired, but shell casings found at the scene told a different story. Investigators are continuing to work that case. Well, if you're hoping to walk the deck of the tall ship Elissa for free when it gets to Pensacola next month, organizers say the paid sunset sailing options should not get in the way of that tour. A representative with the Galveston Historical Foundation said the free tours will be the main focus of their stop at Plaza de Luna next month.
The priority is always to get people on deck and on the tour of the boat, and that's done during the day, and then we will work the schedule around that. So it's an addition that we're able to do, but not taking away from anything that we're planning or had planned to do on the original dates.
The Elissa will dock at Plaza de Luna August 6th through the 10th. The free tours run, again, alongside those new paid evening cruises. And a Louisiana motorcyclist has died from injuries in a crash that happened in Baldwin County. Alabama officials say 48-year-old Stephen Foster of Ponchatoula crashed while riding his Harley-Davidson east of Locksley. He was thrown from the bike and flown to Sacred Heart Hospital. He died about a week later. The crash happened on the 4th of July. ALEA is still investigating what happened. It's 8:34, and let's get a quick check on our forecast here from Channel 3. Brooke Richardson.
Lots of sunshine today with a 20% chance of a pop-up shower. High near 91 degrees, as we will have temperatures feeling more like the upper 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of rain, high near 92. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 81. Going into Friday, still seeing mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of a pop-up storm, high near 93 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Partly cloudy, 79 right now. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit madmadd.org. Taking a look at the big board, still working that vehicle crash with injuries, County Road 196 in North Century Boulevard in Cantonment. Inside southbound lane of US 29 is open. Also looking at a hit-and-run crash, Avalon Boulevard at San Pablo Street in Milton. No roadblock. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. And again, partly cloudy. It's 79 degrees right now. Your next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. And your money now. Today, our markets are up here at the opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow up just over a quarter percent, 52,684.98. S&P 500 up just under a half percent at 75,77.84. NASDAQ up up three quarters of a percent today at 26,293.914. Looking at the 10-year bond rate, it's down 4.56%. Gold prices today down $5.80 at $4,063.90. Silver down 40 cents, actually, at $58.70. And Bitcoin is up $893.36 at $65,434.90. Looking at those oil prices, they are up 99 cents today. West Texas Intermediate is trading at $80.33 a barrel. Brent crude up 65 cents at $85.38 per barrel. As we turn to gas prices today, the national average for a gallon of regular up to $3.89. The Florida statewide average is sitting right at that national average also at $3.89 today. Of course, the statewide average at $3.89 is up from $3.77 yesterday. It was at $3.71 a week ago, and it was at $3.81 one month ago. Taking a look at our local average prices today, Escambia County averaging about $3.63 a gallon, $3.66 a gallon, the average this morning in Santa Rosa County. Wholesale prices fell in June thanks to falling energy prices. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting today that the Producer Price Index, a measure of how much it costs to make goods, fell 0.3% last month. Analysts were expecting the rate to stay unchanged. The numbers were largely driven by falling oil prices as the U.S. and Iran were negotiating a short-lived ceasefire. The D.C. Council capping the price of resale tickets for events and concerts in Washington, D.C. The council passed the Resale Act yesterday. In addition to capping the markup on resold items at 10%, the bill bans bought ticket purchases and sale of speculative tickets. Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh is vowing to get monetary policy right and bring down inflation. He made that pledge yesterday when he was making remarks to Congress, saying the economy's in solid shape otherwise. Warsh told lawmakers if the Fed gets it right, the inflation surge of the past 5 years would be a thing of the past. And economists and artificial intelligence researchers say policymakers need to act now to address massive economic transformations that AI could cause. Stanford University's Digital Economy Lab organized a letter warning that AI could become radically more powerful over the next decade. 8:39, your next news in 30 minutes, and breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
You're already listening.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
So, you might as well stay smart all day.
It's the Pensacola Morning News.
From Pensacola Morning News in the morning to Pep Talk with Megan mid-morning, NVR late morning to afternoon, shoot you at from 2 to 4, and Pensacola right now of Chris and Austin through your drive home. News that moves with you all day long.
All day long.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I don't do this all the time for the frivolous topic, but I am emphatically going to do this today. You know, every day there's actually a website that I go to. It's nationaltoday.com, and it's what day it is today, you know, of all the different things. Like, it's National Pet Fire Safety Day, good Lord. Orange Chicken Day, Tapioca Pudding Day, St. Swithin's Day. As if anybody outside of Britain knows what that is. National Be a Dork Day, like I need your permission. Celebrate the Horse Day, Hot Dog Day, National Clean Beauty Day, and Give Something Away Day. Okay, but the one, and Hot Dog Day even apparently, which unintentional with the question for Mayor D.C. Reeves. But this is the one, I don't draw the line, I'm not saying it's inappropriate, but it's the one that generated the question for today. It is National Gummy Worm Day. Gummy Worm Day. So here's my question for you. Gummy treats, yay or nay? 437-1620, 437-1620. Now, we can argue about nuance. We can argue about the gummy bear versus the gummy worm, you know, the one with the tart salt or seasoning on the outside, whatever you want. We can go any direction you want to, but I'm going to just go ahead and lay it down. I am a no almost across the board on gummies, which also includes, of course, the kind that gets you high. I don't do that either, but for different reasons. Don't like gummy bears. Don't like gummy worms. Don't like gummy anything. I've been against it my whole life. Don't like it. They're nasty and they're weird and they get stuck in my teeth. I do not enjoy the tactile sensation. The taste is better in anything else. Like a Jolly Rancher is a better version of the flavor. So the gummy is like somebody gave me lightly flavored rubber cement to play with in my mouth. No, thank you. Not interested. PJ, 437-1620.
You just offended me.
Good. It's about time. I've been waiting, man. You know, all my talk about the Cardinals and Illinois, since you're from Wisconsin, didn't do it, and here we are. All right, fair enough.
It took gummy bears.
Bucky the Badger is a terrible mascot.
Because
no, go
in
on.
Wisconsin, we actually make gummy bears there.
Oh, excellent. But I struck the economic nerve. I like it. Okay.
No, I really do. I like them. The sweet and sour. It's got to be a good quality gummy bear, though, like the actual name brand.
You like the Haribo, or however you say that one, the Chinese Haribo. Yeah. You like those?
Yeah.
My boys love those.
Love them.
I don't get it.
They do have cheap ones, though. And those are the ones that I think
knockoffs are not.
Yeah.
No, I've had real gummies. You know, I've had Jelly Bellies and real and regular jelly beans and non-branded jelly. I've had real gummies and fake ones, and every time I have the same thought: people do this on purpose. Why? You know, I don't get it. But okay, so 4, 3, 7, 16, 20 gummy blanks, yay or nay? I will say this. The kind I would be most likely to like would be the ones that have, like, the tart flavoring on the outside. Mm-hmm. But that's because I like the tart flavoring. Like, dipping sticks or whatever, those are, that's fantastic. Yeah. You know, sweet tarts, whatever. Anything in that vicinity, I'm fine. It's just not enough taste, terrible tactile sensation for me, for my money. You know? If you gave me, here's some gummy bears you can try, I'll just give them to somebody else. Don't even want to eat them.
See, gummy worms with a little bit of that tartness or that little bit of salt, you know, that's good stuff, I think. My kids agree.
I so love that based on my facial reaction, your first impulse was to caveat, well, I think. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or Car City. I'm PJ with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you have any kind of a lock issue, you know, whether it's the lock on your door, whether it's a fob, whether it's the lock in your house, whether you want to install some kind of a security system, like, you know, Ace Unlocks even does these keypad locks, of course, and they also do app-based locks. So, like, if you know that you're going to have the housekeeper come over at a certain time, or the pool person, or the babysitter, or whatever, you can actually make access to your house based on an app for them. That's like a new thing. It's relatively new. But if it's a key fob, they do that. Anything related to locks. If you get locked out of your car, that's how they started their business. In fact, I was talking to Chris Rona the other day, and that's one of the things he said is, I love that people know us for that, because it is our name, Ace Unlocks. Gosh, we do so much more. That's such a – it's the biggest brand problem we have is that people think we only do that. I'm like, well, your name. He's like, I know. Okay, so anyway, 24 hours a day, Ace Unlocks. They do fobs. They have all the equipment that the dealers have, you know, and it's cheaper. Of course, I got a fob made from them for my Honda Civic, and they were fabulous, and they're great service. Anyway, located at airport and the railroad tracks, or give them a call 24 hours a day, 505-7545. All right, to the phones, 437-1620. Question of the day. Do you like gummy things? Somebody says, any word today on why only 4 Jets are practicing? Oh, I'm not sure how, I forget what the circle and arrival is. I thought that was maybe 6, I'm not sure. I don't know the exact answer to that. It's a fair question. I don't know, I wish you'd know. Let's see, somebody says, the Dan says, who cares about gummy treats? I'm just waiting for October when it's snow bra day. I celebrate that every day. As a participant, somebody says, if I'm starving and I'm about to die, I will eat a gummy snack. Otherwise, no, with 3 exclamation marks. Somebody says, I hate gummies, especially vitamin gummies. Oh, yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I'm an adult. I do the one a day, fine. But I think we all know that the real vitamins are chewable Flintstones. And every single Gen X vintage kid knows the sensation of chewing them, the taste of chewing them, the variety of, you know, fruit flavors.
I'm going after the show.
Yeah, oh, man. And you can convince yourself that they're healthy, too. Somebody says, gummy nay. They don't have any flavor, and I hate how they stick to my teeth. Exactly. It's anti-satisfying. It's like, here, let me punish your mouth for wanting to eat something. Gummy bears are delicious. I love them. Well, that's fine. We can be friends, just not close friends. David says, my dentist loves them. Wait, your dentist loves that people eat them? Or because it's sugar that sticks to your teeth, right? It's the exact opposite of brushing your teeth.
More cavities?
Yeah.
More fillings.
I'm sure they are not a facilitator of good oral dental health. Let's see. Somebody says, you have to soak them in vodka overnight and then take them to the Blue Angels on Saturday and you'll be Mr. Popular. I bet that flavor is not too bad. And I bet the amount of alcohol is probably pretty minimal. Let's see. Not the Stony Patch Kids ones. You know what that is, Stony Patch Kids? Does that ring any bells for you, PJ? I don't know that either. I'm way not into the ecosystem of gummy things. Absolutely no to anything gummy. Of course, these days, if you ask somebody to have a gummy, I mean, you know, they're not talking about gummy sweets. Swedish fish are tasty, Kevin says. My boss, one of my bosses. I now know why you and my husband get along so well. However, I enjoy our sour gummy bears, especially with movie theater popcorn in one bite. Popcorn and gummies in the same bite? Oh, and she says, don't judge me.
Too late.
We're way past that. Oh, nasty. I mean, I can make almost anything work in my head food-wise, but popcorn and gummies together? No. Oh. And I do know this person. I will not out her publicly, but she is a dear friend. Just no to gummy candies. No to chewing gum, too. Oh, my bad. I sat right at his candles at first. That's funny. Albanese gummy bears? What is an Albanese? Y'all know way too many things. I don't mind that, though. Not particularly fond of the gummies, but I do remember liking the Luden, the cherry, the gummy kind of cough drops way back when. Oh, now we can get into a whole different one. We can get into the Sucreds. We can get into the... Cetaphil, what's the one that you spray in your mouth that they turn those into things after
Cepacol.
A while? Cepacol, yes! Yeah. Oh, and they turn those into hard candies? That is the best cough drop, but that's a whole other conversation.
Albanese is a brand.
Oh, okay, all
like
right.
Like Haribo.
Very good. 437-1620, 437-1620.
Gummy bear? You've been in my pocket. They're real warm and soft.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Chelsea with ICEA Optical Outfitters and Boutique. With over a decade of experience as an optician, I bring the eyewear selection process to you. Have your prescription ready, and ICEA Optical Outfitters and Boutique will take it from there. Request your appointment online at ICEA.online. That's ICEEYA.online. Or give us a call at 850-462-2071. ICEA Optical Outfitters and Boutique. ICEA.online. Quality vision brought to you.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board District 3.
Going to see the Blue Angels? Bring your radio or download our app to hear all the narration beginning Friday at 2 and Saturday at 11 on News Radio 92.3.
A brief history of everything that has ever happened since Pawnee was founded. And for the first time ever compiled, it includes a complete list of every official town slogan we've ever had.
You know, Parks and Rec was not entertaining to me until I had this job. And now that I have had this job, oh my God, Parks and Rec is the best. Every town slogan we've ever had. Every time there's a new mayor, there's a new, what, slogan, a new logo, a new whatever.
Just, where Florida begins.
Yeah, the upside of Florida, the Florida's first and future. I mean, it's so on point. And I mean, I always appreciated the NPR jokes, but because their portrayal of NPR was fabulous. And it's always a great example of how if you love a thing, you're in the best position to make fun of it, mm-hmm. you know. And I know that the folks who make Parks and Rec are, you know, all very liberal, but they had a great job. They did a great job of satirizing NPR, which is it certainly deserved. It's very appropriate. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash and injuries. It's County Road 196 at North Century Boulevard in Cantonment. They are saying the roadway is now clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Somebody had said that this going back to the Confederate Monument discussion, the gray concrete names of all of the Confederate states that seceded leading up to up the steps to the monument, those they think were maybe purchased by after the fact, like installed by and then acquired after the fact by the Daughters of the American Revolution. They may have possession of them. I don't know. I'm sure the mayor is going to get back to me and we'll figure out if anybody does have possession of those, but and you know how they might be displayed, because I think that would be an excellent addition to the monument itself. 437-1620. What was the other thing that I was going to tell you now all of a sudden? Well, we might get rid of, you know, we might go to daylight saving time permanently. We talked with Rick Scott about that a couple of hours ago. The House passed it overwhelmingly. The one thing I will say this, we did it previously in the 70s. I wasn't alert enough, and I think it was like 1973 is what I want to say. Maybe it was a little late. I want to say it was under Carter. That would have been later, 77, something like that. Anyway, and there was so much public outcry that we went back immediately. Like, it didn't even last the year, the season. But, you know, sometimes you have to try a thing again in order to make it happen. The argument against, by the way, is that we're going to not have sunrise until, like, you know, 8 o'clock in the winter. And that's dangerous for drivers and for kids going to school, which is the reason why they did away with it in the 70s, is because the you know, we're starting to get kids injured, you know, basically getting hit in the dark, which is bad. So we'll see. I mean, if this passes the Senate, he said that Senator Rick Scott said that John Thune has to take it up. We'll see if that happens. If it does happen, he thinks it'll definitely pass. And this is crucial. It will not mandate daylight time for everybody all year round. What it'll do is give each state the option to either do what we do now, which is switch back and forth, go to permanent standard time, or go to, which is how Arizona does right now, or go to permanent daylight time, which is how we want to do. Currently, you have to ask Congress for permission to do permanent daylight time. You do not have to ask permission to go to permanent standard time. And somebody did ask me, and this is going to be now like the third time I have done math for a story on the radio today. So it's one of those, like, pay attention to how you say and stop doing it. And then, of course, you say 30 times as much because you're paying attention to it, right? Phenomenologists would call that foregrounding of the problem, and therefore you repeat it more because you're thinking about it. Don't think of a pink elephant. Dang it! There's that pink elephant. Anyway, the thing that got mentioned to me, good Lord, I talked myself out of my own topic. What was I just talking about, PJ? My brain is... What was I just talking
about? Standard time, I think.
Yes, thank God. Somebody had texted in earlier. Well, can you imagine what it's like to live with this brain? Or be married to it. Anyway, they had texted and said, well, what would happen if, for instance, you have Georgia decides to go with standard time year round, and Alabama decides to go with the other way around. If Georgia goes with daylight time and Alabama goes with standard time year round, what would happen at the border? 2 hour time difference. You would change your clocks by 2 hours at the border, which would be weird, but I don't think it'll happen. But you could have, based on how states behave, you could have 2 hour time changes if the two states next to each other are across, you know, one of the dividing lines and they do go that direction. That would be kind of interesting. And I will say what I have said before, and if you're new to the show and you haven't heard me say this, it's new, and if you've heard me say this, you probably heard it said 100 times. I am an advocate of getting rid of time zones entirely. We should just have Earth time. That would solve all kinds of issues for us. It would create issues, but it would solve issues. So you're calling somebody 6 p.m. the whole world round, 6 p.m. That would also make it easier to figure out what time it is on Mars or on the moon or in space, because it'd just be, you know, Earth time everywhere.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9. With